Welcome back. Welcome back. This is Antoinette Eastman, and this is my anime review channel, Anime Reviews. So, today I'm just going to do like a general review. I know it has been a while since I've done much of, since you've heard from me in general. But you can find me on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and for exclusive content on exclusive shows that I review, such as Why Did Ariana Ended Up at the Duke's Mansion? Aristocrats, Otherworldly Adventures, Shadow's House, D. Greyman, and Fairy Tale. Those are like just a few, those are the few that I'm reviewing. Of course, I'll be reviewing much more, but for right now, those are like a few of my favorites. So today, I'll just doing like a general review of some anime I've been watching. So I don't have any notes, so I'm basically going by memory. I'll go back to like my regular schedule after this. Another announcement is that you can also visit my website at www.eastmaninc.com. That's eastmaninc.com, where I sell my earrings, and you can also buy my mom's book, The Girl Named Molly. It's based on a true story that my mom went through her childhood, written by Dolores Smith, available on amazon.com. Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and start with Bastard. So I was listening to watching Bastard on Netflix, the new season, and I have to say the dialogue for the spells is trash. Like, there is nothing inventive about it, like nothing at all. Also, I don't think I like the ending of it at all. It just seems like a very cliche ending, you know? And I frankly did not appreciate it. I feel like it was just less creative. Like, you guys didn't even try. But at some point, like, I don't know, I feel like how it started, like, there was, like, so many backstories that was missing. So I just started out being lost. 'Cause it shows that Metallicana, like, took over the body of Kalsu. Eventually he was like brainwashed, and he went on this evil march, taking over the different lands and everything. And then there was the samurai group that came into play that, you know, was rescuing some of the villagers. And then you had like the whole floating city. And then you had the vampire moment. Like, I didn't understand like his scene. Like, he just came to show up and exposed that, but what was his name, the star of the show? I can't even remember. What was that dude's name? Lucian, yes, that Lucian had resurrected. Yeah, like, that was his big scene. Like, was to just enter and to expose that Lucian had been resurrected. Like, I feel like that scene was unnecessary, you know? I feel like if the writer wanted them to find out, I think there were like other ways he could have done that, you know, because he did go out on the battlefield, you know, and they could have heard like from the battlefield that he was resurrected. There wasn't like the unnecessary grand entrance, and I believe that was his only scene as a vampire. He didn't even go with them to the castle. So I'm not sure why he was just injected in that one role and just disappeared for the rest of the season. You know, like, did we really care? Like, yeah, no. And I don't know, like, the mini, I think they were like a mini version of Answer Sax, and a large version. And they were able to, I believe, defeat the mini version while the large one was floating out of the city. I don't know. I think the long-winded spells was like, and some of them didn't sound sensible, like, like you just put something down, you know? Yeah, but I don't know, I just feel like the dialogue could have been better in some ways. And then the other anime that I watched that was also on Netflix, I can't remember the name, but I just watched it yesterday. I'm just gonna talk about it. I don't know if you guys can, like, would be able to put a name to it afterwards. But I do have my phone. I believe I can still tell, like, log on to it and see what I've watched. Because sometimes it says, because you watch this. Let's see. Yeah, I'm not gonna go through the whole search process. That's kind of crazy. My other issue is with, like, the, is it the new academics? What is it called? I don't know. It's like my memory is bad. I can't remember everything that I've watched. Let's see. I know I have it on here. Yeah. It may be a waste just to find it. Yeah, My Hero Academia, Memories. I was looking at, I think I watched one episode, and I feel like it's just a waste, a complete waste. Like, I know you guys want to give, like, backstories to some things, but, like, that whole narrative episode thing, it's just it's just, I'm not feeling it. I feel like it could have been, like, incorporated in the last season leading up to that battle. Or you could just do the whole memory thing as, like, a movie showing the past. You know what I mean? Instead of doing a whole season of that. I feel that's BS. Like, you should have just done a movie of the past. So we could have been, like, all caught up. Like, I wouldn't deal with 1 hour, but, like, a whole entire season of just memories. BS. Why would you do that to us? That's my opinion. And another anime that I will not watch is, I've seen it on Netflix. I think it's called The Immortal King. I started watching it, and then I know it's not in dub on Netflix, but on my streaming service that I subscribe to, it does come in dub. And I don't know, I'm not feeling it either. I know that the guy is supposed to have, like, kind of like buff XP, like, powers and everything like that, but the story is just kind of, I'm just not feeling it. I guess they tried, like, to do, like, an in-between between, like, funny and seriousness. And you have to pick a side. Either the show is going to be serious, or it's going to be, like, a comedy thing. But you can't do both. And I think that's where I was irritated about it. You know? Like, pick a side. Like, the mixture, like, what you put into it doesn't make sense to me. It just makes it lame to me. And it just doesn't appeal to me in general. So, I think after, like, the first 3 episodes, I was like, I'm good. So, another anime that I don't think I may be watching, depends. Yeah. So, I used to love Mob Psycho 100. It was bomb. But I don't know, like, what they could come up with. I think at some point you have to let it go if you can't come up with a good story. But don't give us a couple of good seasons and 1 season of crap. Don't do that. I think if they do want to continue, they should probably do, like, a movie introducing what the new season would be like, just to see before they waste our time watching a new season. But I have to say, what I am looking forward to is the new Demon Slayer episodes to come out in English dub. I am dying to see. I'm so, so, so excited. I haven't reviewed it in a while. And I believe that's one of the shows that I'm also reviewing on my podcast, my subscription podcast on Apple, is Demon Slayer. Yes. And I think, let's see, what are the other animes that I got into? There is one on Netflix that looked interesting, About Us. I haven't started watching it. I know it's not in English dub as yet. But I don't know if I want to watch it with subtitles or not. Because sometimes, like, there's some anime shows that are just so great, even if you watch them in with subtitles, like once they translate it over to English dub, you just have to rewatch it. It doesn't matter. And there are some, like, you're like, nah, I've already seen this episode, so it, you don't really care whether or not it's translated or not. It, like Attack Titan. Well, Attack Titan is one of those special ones, like, you have to watch both the sub and the dub, and it's still bomb. You have those rare ones like that. But there has been like a few anime that I was interested in. I can't think of them off my head. And I hope you guys remember this is not like my regular anime review. This is just like, since it's been a while since I've come to you guys, it's just like my general overview of animes I've watched over time, you know? So before I end, let's see if I can find, if I can recall the few others that I've been, that I had watched that I really like. Spy Family. That's one that I like. That's really good. I would like to see, like, the romantic interest, like, evolve between her and Miss, is it your and her husband? I forgot what his name is. I haven't seen it in such a while. And I'll also love to for them to come up with a new season for Shadow House. I mean, the one that they left off was very, very good. I really liked it. I just don't know why they stopped. But I am reviewing it from the beginning, so I can catch something that I've missed. Because, you know, like, once they get further ahead, like, you, like, think, you start thinking back on, like, there were clues to this that you missed, you know, and it's kind of nice just to go back. Let's see, I would also love to see a new season of D. Greyman. To me, D. Greyman was just so epic. It was, I don't know if they can finish it, because they can't be lazy about it and rush it. Everything about it to me was absolutely beautiful. The story, the plot, the artistry, and all the voice actors were amazing. It was just one of those. So I hope whatever they, but I do want them like to complete the show, because I still wonder like what happened to that big Akuma war that's supposed to go down between the Earl. You know, like, the suspense is killing me. Even though I'm, like, rewatching it from the beginning and doing the review about it, it's like, please, 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 you guys, bring it back. And don't bullshit us with an ending like Game of Thrones. Really give it to us, you know. What else would I like to see? Yes, so in my next episode that I'll be giving to you, I'm going to do another episode of Naruto and Attack Titan. And I have to say, I did watch the last episode, and I was just so heartbroken. I just could not stop crying. I was so sad. I'm like, Eren, no! Even think about it now, it's tearing me up. Well, this is like my intro to like getting back into schedule. So I hope you guys enjoy this short listen. Again, thanks for listening, and I'll check in with you guys again later. Bye.